Lord, glory to God. Kathy back here.
Jesus is coming.
Dan's here. Jesus is coming.
Come on, Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woohoo. Glory to God. Oh, this is, you know, it's been strangely quiet, guys. We're kind of trying to figure out what they're doing. It's like the lull. They're having this little lull. All right, what are you guys planning in the darkness? What's going on? So, you know, we got a few stories, but it's, you know, quiet. So we're just going to share what we got. And actually, there's a lot of earthquakes. I don't know if you guys have seen, but there have been a lot of earthquakes. So we're just going to jump in and... you know, we'll see what we got. So this was pretty crazy. You know, so apparently this horrible video was released. I think we had talked about it the other night. But
a little bit.
Video showing execution of Russian POWs while they're surrendering. So, you know, this execution like that is completely illegal. And it's a war crime. I mean, it's, you don't do that. They're on the floor on their face and they're being shot. Like, what? So
you
apparently...
don't fire unless fired upon.
That's right. So apparently, this is not a good thing. And they have actually verified the authenticity of this video. So apparently it's real, which is completely not fathomable. Very, very sad. Very sad. So, you know, I'll have the link. Obviously, we're not going to play the video. It's too horrible. But we'll put the link on the website and then the website in the description box so that you guys can go there and check out all the, you can read all the articles. Okay? And, of course, another one. This is, Hal Turner did an article on it. There's the, gross. And this one, yeah, same thing. So they found out who they were. Oh, it's just horrible. I didn't want to look at the pictures. It's disgusting. They're the ones who killed those innocent Russian soldiers. Whatever. Anyway, so now I thought this was very interesting, guys. So AP fires reporter who claimed Russian missiles hit Poland. Don't you find that quite interesting? Yeah, so clearly we got the scapegoat going on, right? So this is the guy who took the, you know, the report from quote-unquote a U.S. official. So this one, I'm going to read it. Let's see what it says. The Associated Press has fired investigative reporter James LaPorta over his botched story that Russian missiles hit Poland. That story, widely repeated across the internet and on TV, almost triggered World War III. It was taken offline the following day and replaced with an editor's note admitting the single source was wrong and that the subsequent reporting showed that the missiles were Russian-made and most likely fired by Ukraine in defense against Russian attack. See, which, you know, I don't buy that for a second, but whatever, you know. The piece, now, do I think that Russia did it? Not really. But do I think that they're trying to do a false flag? Yes. And that's my opinion. But also remember that the Lord showed us that there's something very, 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 very dark going on with that whole thing that they're covering up. Okay? So, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt and look to the Lord for the truth. That's all I got to say. Okay, so the Americans finished Zelensky. This lie of his could kill millions of Americans. A fierce attack on the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, is launched by the American media. Using heavy expressions indicating that the climate has begun to reverse. Zelensky continued to lie on TV. So when you run a country where freedom of the press has been banned, yeah, so, you know, so this is Tucker Carlson saying all these mean things, whatever, about derogatory things about Zelensky, okay? But guys, it's all planned. Nothing goes on Fox News unless they know exactly what it is, and it's planned by the Antichrist beast system. So all of this is playing in the picture. What I'm kind of trying to see, remember that the Lord showed us that Zelensky was left out of the loop on purpose, okay? And whatever this is, there's something really dark going on with it. So, you know, I don't know if it's time to push him out and put, you know, another controlled person in there. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Okay. Russian green light. Turkey, Iran joint venture. They relentlessly bomb the Kurds in Syria and Iraq, targeting the U.S. The first joint operation by Turkey and Iran against the Kurds in northern Syria and northern Iraq is causing a geopolitical earthquake in the Middle East, and an operation that is clearly directed against the Americans. Russia very clearly gave the green light to Erdogan by opening up Syrian airspace, while at the same time Iran was launching bombings against targets in Iraq, Kurdistan. Erdogan today highlighted what War News 24/7 suspected from the outset. Air bombardments will be accompanied by ground operations. So, you know, they're kicking in their stuff. Now, this is BP Earthwatch, and he actually went into more detail on this article. So if you guys want to take time and listen, it was like 16 minutes, and he gives a little more detail to help you understand what's going on. So I'll have both links in. You can check it out. You know, I'm not going to take the time to play it, but, you know, if you want to research it a little bit and see what's going on over there. Oops. Okay. Russian war machine prepares state-of-the-art T-14 Armata tanks for Ukraine. Intensive force training video. Now, the first line of this article is very, very sketchy and strange. Okay? The latest generation Russian tank, T-14 Armata, is preparing to get the baptism of fire. Really? Those were the choice words they decided to use. It's going to get the baptism of fire. Okay. Whatever. You know, that's dirtbag enemy just playing with words. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. According to Russian sources, the Russians are preparing forces with this tank, which will most likely operate in western Ukraine, very closely to the hot areas bordering NATO. Well, you know, there you go. But I just think it's interesting that it says, preparing to get the baptism of fire. Clearly, a biblical reference that should have been made. Let me take a sip of water. Okay, Ukraine evacuates Kherson and Nikolaev. The lives of millions of Ukrainians are in danger. Colossal damage to the electricity grid. Yeah, people are like, we better get out of here because it's getting cold and we have no heat. So that's pretty much what's going on there. The Ukrainian government's preparing the plans for the evacuation of Kherson and Nikolaev. You know, didn't they already, like, you know, evacuate Kherson like 2 months ago? So everybody just went back? It's just very strange, you guys. Very strange. The operator of Ukraine's national electric grid said today that the damage caused to Ukrainian power plants, which most likely was by Ukraine itself. But of course, they're going to blame Russia. Plants by Russian missile attacks was colossal. At the same time, he rejected the possibility of evacuating civilians from cities, something that the Ukrainian authorities are already planning for Kherson and Nikolaev. So anyway, they're taking off. Smart people. I wouldn't stay around there anyway. I wouldn't stay there either. Now, I thought this was a little crazy. Iran commander threatens to kidnap and enslave Netanyahu. IRGC commander Mojtaba Fadah said Iran would frog march Netanyahu to Iran wearing a leash and a slave collar. All right, I want... You know, there's a lot of people out there that'll say, oh, you don't talk like that about a man of God. Guys, Netanyahu is not a man of God. Come on. The guys who run, and all the whole time, the guys who run Israel and Jerusalem are the Jews who say they're Jews but are not. Please wake up and smell the coffee. You know, there's the whole movement. I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, please search it out. You know, don't believe all these itching ears ministries. I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway, so the Iranian regime's commander of the Revolutionary Guards in the province of Isfahan said on Sunday that the theocratic state seeks to kidnap Benjamin Netanyahu and bring him to the Islamic Republic as a slave. It's ridiculousness. Maybe later. Absolute ridiculousness. Yeah. So, you know. Moving right along. Just, you know, Jesus, can you just come? We're so ready to go. Now, I'm not going to play the video. It's a little, you know, I guess it's only 2 minutes, but it's all right. She basically explains that whole Iran. I remember in Iran, they were just shooting these random people, pulling them out of their house and throwing them in the streets and killing them in cold blood. Yeah. Well, what she's explaining is apparently the Iranian, I think, parliament, whatever you want to call it, Congress, they voted to do that. Apparently there was these protesters that they weren't happy with, and they actually voted when somebody goes to court and
eradicate them?
No.
Oh my.
I'm just blank. All right.
I
can't think of the name of it. Anyway, they were sentenced to death by killing, like death by exactly how they did it. So they planned. They literally voted to go house to house and kill these people in cold blood.
Didn't watch that video. Does she actually talk
in English? Execution.
Execution! Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
I said that.
Execution. You said that?
Yes, I said that.
You didn't say it loud enough. You have to say it louder. Okay. So anyway, execution. They actually voted to execute 14,000 protesters. It's psychotic over there. Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say, dear?
Nothing.
You were said something else to say?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. Okay.
See these signs. We definitely know he's coming.
Alrighty. Very big catalyst today. Possible rail strike. And this was even yesterday, guys. Railroad strike. Prep begins. So this is basically, if it's going to happen, this is it. You know, like, they've been talking about for 2 months already. Because this is, remember, they put it off for a while because they were, the votes and things, you know, what's his name, Biden, made this big deal to, oh, we saved everybody and prevented the railroad strike, blah, 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 blah. Well, obviously that didn't work and they just, you know, kicked the can down the road. But we're down the road now. Like, I kind of, you know, was hoping to be outside of time now, but, you know.
I find it rather hilarious. I mean, that they build up something that's chaotic, red flag, and then they go and fix it and say, oh, look what we did. Very prideful.
Yeah.
Very prideful.
Yep. So, very big catalyst today. So it looks like it's a very good possibility it's going to happen because there's nothing else they can do, pretty much. So it's going to start, looks like the 28th. Next week is the railroad strike prep begins, and the first all security-sensitive material won't be moved anymore, and then the strike starts on the 5th. So, you know, there you go. Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So Dabu put a thing out, you know, they're finding, so this guy who wrote a book is about to give out a whole bunch of information. It's all planned. If they're going to take out Biden, guys, that means it's time for what we kind of think, and this is what we've talked about for a couple years now, is that Kamala will come into the seat as president for a very minute moment, and she will simply hand it over to Obama. And Obama, lightning from heaven, the Antichrist, will then take his place. That's what I believe is beginning here. Because the evidence is, like, so overwhelming, it's ridiculous. Okay? Okay. So, moving to the next one. Okay, Dan can jump in now. It's earthquake time.
So, yeah, 6.2 earthquake slammed Baja California. And there was more after that. There was aftershocks. There are a couple that are around that area as well. So, you know, this was pretty intense. So, people were... shaken, you know, and there's other earthquake events that are happening as well. So watching this going on, if you'll go to the next. So large 7.3 earthquake, Solomon Islands. Now there's probably maybe about 7 or 8 aftershocks after that that were big, 5.1s, 5.2. 4.9, which I'll read here in a moment, but, and I could be wrong about that because I haven't read it yet, but what I'm saying is there's been big ones after that one. So Solomon Islands, Kermadec Islands, Fiji Islands, I've been watching for a while now because they keep acting up. And Indonesia, you know, and then you had Tonga, of course. We won't talk about Tonga. But anyways, a lot of things happening, a lot of things shaking, you know. Solomon Islands got hit hard. There were tsunamis warnings, but I didn't see anything coming out on YouTube. I searched for about 5 seconds because I wasn't interested. Because normally when they say there's a tsunami and they put a tsunami sign up on USGS, really doesn't ever happen. So anyways, I don't think anything did happen. So today's scripture, Matthew 5, 10 through 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Let's try this again. Righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets which were before you. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. We're blessed. Hallelujah. I love persecution. Hallelujah. I don't love it, but you know, I'm glad that I'm persecuted because, you know what? I follow Jesus. He's worth every second of that. So, 5.1 in Vanuatu and Solomon Islands at 5.1, as I was saying. Solomon Islands again, 4.9, 5.3. Then Kermadec Islands at 4.9, again, a 5.2. And Solomon Islands, again, 5.2. As I was saying, there's some big earthquakes there, 4.9.
and Indonesia at a 5.1. Then we had the one I was talking about, which was the 6.2 in Baja, Mexico, or as they're saying, Las Brisas, Mexico. Anyways, there was a tsunami warning put out, but that was canceled, so I don't think anything happened to that neither. So South Sandwich Islands had a 5.4. 4.9 in the Kermadec Islands, New Zealand, again. And in the red, a big one, 6.1 happened in Western Turkey. This was deep, so this probably caused a lot of problems there. 4.9 in the Kermadec Islands region. And then, as you can see down below, widespread power outages after very strong and shallow M7.0, while it was a 7.3 earthquake, hit Solomon Islands, and that's at watchers.news. You can see that in that article that I put in that link. So a lot of stuff going on with the earthquakes. Here's why. As I was telling Kathy in one of the live streams here a couple days ago, I don't know how far back we'd have to go, but the CMEs that have been coming in, a double whammy hit us. So over the past 2 days, that's what's been happening. And I said it would happen from the 21st to the 22nd, so I guess I was pretty close. It was a good guess. I'm not a scientist, but anyways, you can kind of see the patterns, and I'm watching that and noticing better now. But anyways, like I said, I'm not a scientist. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen when it does. But when I see the CMEs coming off the sun, the solar flares, when they're getting into M class and X class, I'm going to definitely keep you guys informed, because those can make our power go out, our whole power grid, an X class flare, if it's really bad. So anyways, that is it for me.
And that is it for me. So, you know, we'll keep our eye on the news, and if we get more, we will pop on, but...
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
So now's the time to know Jesus and for him to know you. A lot of people know about him. A lot of people go to church. I know that I used to be one of them. Go to church, sit in a pew on a Sunday, go right back to being an atheist on Monday. You know, all week until Sunday again, you know. But that's not how we live as Christians. You want to live a holy life before God Almighty, because he requires that. He requires holiness and righteousness. And if you're not practicing that, you're what we call a lukewarm Christian. Do you really want to be called a lukewarm Christian? I don't think so. Here's why. Because if you're lukewarm, God will spew you from his mouth. Spew in Greek means to vomit. In other words, you make him sick. So you want to either be on his side or against him. And if you're against God, well, you're for Satan, and he's your father. But if you're for God, then you're for God, and he's your father. But you have to make a choice today. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. But as for you, what is your choice today? So get back to us in an email if you want to know Jesus and you want to know more about him. Maybe you've never even heard of him. Just let us know. This is what we do these things for, is to show you just how close we are to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now's the time to get right with him. And that is it for me.
Praise the Lord. All right. So,
praise you, Jesus.
If you got any questions, if you need, prayer or a Bible, if you haven't taken the Mark of the Beast, the CV Vax, and you haven't come to Jesus yet, please come to him now. If you need any help or any prayer like that for to help coming to Jesus, please pop over an email at graftedinteamjesus222@gmail.com. But as we always say, if we're still here and we haven't been transfigured yet, we'll be back as the Lord leads. All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.